interagency group are today appealing to all of the citizens in Donegal to keep their guard up, really, and to continue to protect lives in Donegal in the lead up to Christmas. We're very conscious that whilst restrictions have reduced in recent days, the underlying incident of COVID remains very high in Donegal, so we all need to remain vigilant to prioritise who we plan to meet in the coming weeks and to continue to practice the protective measures that we've all become familiar with, such as wearing masks, physical distancing, or sneeze and cough etiquette and hand hygiene.
Four of Donegal's electoral areas have incidence rates of COVID that are more than three times the national average, and the county as a whole is more than twice the national average, the highest incidence rate in the country. That's got to be a matter of concern.
It is, of course, and I suppose that's partly what's driven the press release and the statement we're jointly issuing between the HSE, the Gardaí and the council today. Our key message here is that whilst we cannot control the behaviour of other people, what we do individually, we have the personal power to keep ourselves safe, to keep our friends and family safe, and our community safe as we all prepare for a happy and hopefully a healthy Christmas. So we're asking people to be vigilant, to practice the measures we've all become familiar with, and to look out for each other. And just to say in that regard, I know the council actually have a COVID-19 community helpline which is available at 1-800-928-982 for anyone who feels that they need assistance at this time, because we recognise that it's challenging and a difficult time for everyone.
Fair to say at this point in time that after COVID itself, the biggest enemy is complacency?
Indeed, yes. Restrictions have reduced in recent days, and that's a positive thing. And we all recognise, and we all ourselves want to socialise a little bit more and shop a little bit more as we come up to Christmas. But we do need to keep our guard up. We do need to think about what's an essential journey. We do need to plan and prioritise who it is we're going to meet. And ultimately, we want everyone to have a safe, a happy and a healthy Christmas.